Mr. Cornelius.
The problem is, you see, what has happened to Euclid's geometry? What has happened throughout centuries? What? No. Euclid, what happened to Euclid in the story?
He lived.
He went on, fine. What happened to his geometry? Yeah, it's famous, it's lasted. When people try to chop it down, they can't.
You see,
there's a little bit of similarity there. And also, it has a little to do with the fact you aren't supposed to ask questions. You know, that kind of a thing. Just believe it. But that's not always the way it's supposed to be. And that's why we all feel for the little boy at the end. Okay, so much for English class. I don't know, have you had English classes? Maybe not Miss Goss that way, but some of your other English classes? Have you had them there where you try to get analyses of a meaning out of a story?
No, I
did that a lot in college. The only problem is, if I saw it one way, nobody else could see it that way. Okay.
And that'd be 90 degree angles.
Yes. Distance between parallels. The distance between parallels, if you haven't remembered that one, page 141, I'm on. Yes. How many times have you ever tried to go some other way between two lines? The distance between two parallel lines is the perpendicular between them. Construction 12, construct a line parallel to a given line at a given distance from the line. You can see how to do that. Moving right along. All the converses now. So far, we've proved only if so-and-so, then the lines are parallel. Now, we are saying, if the lines are parallel, then something else is true. Assumption 23 starts us off. If two parallel lines are cut by a transversal, we have parallel lines, then the alternate interior angles are equal. That's the converse of assumption 22. Theorem 19, theorem 20, and theorem 21 are all converses of the others. If the lines are parallel, corresponding angles are equal, or interior angles on the same side of the transversal supplementary, or a line perpendicular to one is perpendicular to the other. I'm getting kind of a little rubber mouth here. Theorem 22. If two lines are parallel to a third line, they are parallel to each other. Okay, we use that enough. Theorem 23. Kind of a weird one, but we use it occasionally. If the sides of two angles are respectively parallel, the angles are either equal or supplementary.
Yeah, we never used this in first, did we?
We sure did. In this chapter, and then somebody tried to use it just a couple weeks ago, and they used it in the right way. Yes, we used it in this chapter. You'll see about the one about polygons. Theorem 24 is a very important one because it has so many children.